Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 45. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Beautiful words stir my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king, for my tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. You are the most handsome of all. Gracious words stream from your lips. God himself has blessed you forever. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. You are so glorious, so majestic. In your majesty, ride out to victory, defending truth, humility, and justice. Go forth to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp, piercing your enemies' hearts. The nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia perfume your robes. In ivory palaces the music of strings entertains you. King's daughters are among your noble women. At your right side stands the queen, wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. Listen to me, O royal daughter, take to heart what I say. Forget your people and your family far away. For your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. The wealthy will beg your favor. The bride, a princess, looks glorious in her golden gown. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Your sons will become kings like their father. You will make them rulers over many lands. I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 45 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Verse 4 is awesome. Defend truth and humility and justice. The king is supposed to defend these things, including humility. These things do need defending. They don't just happen. We must fight for them because they are constantly under attack. God's throne and rule is one of justice. How can you stand up for these things today? The real throne is God's, from what we just read in verse 6. The king and all leaders serve under the one king on high. All power derives from the Creator. Some leaders use this well. Others use power for their own selfishness or weakness. God's rule includes justice, peace, and love. In God's rule, relationships flourish and lives thrive. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Take a minute to think about the, quote, sphere, end quote, around you. Is your influence leading people closer to Jesus? Are you choosing godly people to surround you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.